A wide range of bills covered this week in the Iowa State House in Des Moines with our report of our state legislature in action with our state representative, Shannon Latham, on this, the final Friday in March. And Shannon, very good morning to you.
Good morning, Pat.
Yeah, thanks for joining us this morning. I think one of the big bills I saw this week was the situation about cell phones and people who use them in their cars, trucks, SUVs. It's going to be some big changes, kind of a no-no down the road.
That's right, Pat. We actually have had a distracted driving law. It's something that I think was pretty hard for people to enforce just because it allowed you to use your phone for other things. Like, you know, we all use them. Well, I shouldn't say we all, but a lot of us use them for directions. So now what this law is, or this bill is going to do is it's going to say that when you're driving down the road, you have to use hands-free. And this is just going to help us keep more of our attention on the road here. This was a Senate file, so the House passed the Senate file, so it's on its way to the governor's desk.
Mm-hmm. And I'm sure there'll
be. I did want to point out, too, Pat, that there are a number of exemptions to this. So drivers can still use their phones to receive safety-related information. They can still use their phones to call in an emergency. But if they are found guilty of distracted driving, they'll have to pay a $100 fine, and it'll be considered a moving violation now.
I know some families who lost loved ones there. Shannon attended that hearing this week in Des Moines, and they brought their presence to you and the fellow lawmakers there in Des Moines about this bill. It's caused some pain, and hopefully this can do some answers for these people who have lost loved ones because of those using their cell phones when driving.
Right. Those pleas are always so emotional. And this has been a bill that we've been trying to pass for several sessions now. And so I've met with them more than once. It seems like there's always a family behind every bill that we get passed. And so when you hear them and their heart-wrenching stories, like you said, hopefully this will just help cut down on the number of accidents and deaths here in Iowa.
There was also another major bill that was covered this week in the legislature, and I believe it had to do with, signatures, I believe, or signatories.
Oh, do you mean for the voting recount?
Yeah, sure.
Yes, so interestingly enough, the way that Iowa did recounts was it didn't have as many rules behind it as a person would think. And so we've done so much work to make sure that we have election integrity that it was time for us to address the recounts as well. So what we did is we put some rules into place. Like currently there was no limit as to when a candidate could request a recount. And so there were a lot of frivolous requests that could go on. So this bill sets a threshold for requesting a recount. It says that for statewide or federal elections, a recount will only be allowed if the apparent margin of victory is 0.15%. And then recounts for the Iowa General Assembly or local races are only allowed if the apparent margin of victory is fewer than 1% or 50 votes. So I think that it just put some reasonable changes in place. Another thing that we did to help with election integrity is this week we passed House File 954. I remember talking with Iowa Secretary of State when I was in my district this fall, and he was expressing his frustration over the current system because the federal election rolls did not easily talk to others around the states. And so our Secretary of State was trying to verify U.S. citizenship, and it was very, very difficult. And so I think, you know, people will remember, it made the news recently that our Secretary of State found 277 non-citizens on Iowa's voter rolls, and in the 2024 election, 35 of them had successfully voted. So, I mean, the good news about it is we have very diligent Secretary of State. We have very diligent auditors across our state. But it was still happening. And luckily, it only happened 35 times, but we certainly want to crack down on that, and this bill will help. It's going to ensure now that Iowa's elections are only for U.S. citizens, and it will be allowing us to tap into that federal voter roll.
Again, I'm talking with our iState Representative Shannon Latham from Sheffield, and we're talking about what happened this week in the legislature. And another big issue this week, Shannon, was about the Summit Carbon Solution and new protections for landowners.
Yes, you're right, Pat. We tackled a lot of big issues in the House this week. A couple of the bills did relate to protecting landowners from eminent domain abuse. And, for several years now, we've been hearing there's just nothing more important to Iowa's landowners than protecting their land from eminent domain abuse. And so House File 943 was a bill that prohibits the taking of ag land for a pipeline that's transporting liquefied carbon dioxide. And then House File 639 had a number of provisions in it saying that it requires the hazardous liquid pipelines have insurance to cover potential damages. And then it mandates that all members of the Iowa Utilities Commission must be present at hearings.
Mm-hmm. And also some other major bills, too, this week, I believe.
Yes, I'm also really proud of the bills that we passed to help expand access to quality, affordable health care, and especially appreciate the focus that our governor has put on helping rural health care. I think there's no one silver bullet, so there's been several bills that are trying to help address this problem. So earlier this year, we passed a bill out of Health and Human Services that would expand healthcare access by helping us recruit, train, and retain more healthcare professionals in Iowa, especially in rural Iowa. And then this week, we passed what's been called the governor's rural healthcare bill. And another bill that we did this week that should help especially rural areas is removing the requirement for birth centers to have certificates of need. So I think there were maybe three or four bills that we passed this week related to health care.
And you certainly had your work cut out for you for this week there, Shannon. So we covered just some of the bills that we had this past week. But what's coming up next week in the Iowa State House?
Yeah, so we are running a little behind on the getting the information to schools for SSA, so that amounts that we give per pupil's funding is required, for the schools to be able to set their budget. So I look for us to turn our attention back to getting a resolution between the House and the Senate. The House has been holding out. The governor and the Senate had said that they both wanted a 2% increase, and the House was asking for 2.25% plus a variety of other provisions, including an increase in equity transportation and then or transportation equity, and then also sharing. I'm losing that word for the sharing right now, but anyway, when it allows the schools to be able to share positions.
So that's something we can look forward to next week in the Iowa State Legislature in Des Moines. And just a reminder, you'll be appearing again with Dennis Guth on Saturday, April 20th in the Chelsvig Building at Iowa Central Community College in Webster City. If you have any questions and comments with what's going on, and I have a sneaky feeling the legislature will go on into mid-April because you say you are a little bit behind. Am I right on that there, Shannon?
Well, we're behind on getting our state funding, the SSA funding number.
Mm-hmm.
We're behind on getting that to the schools, so
okay.
I look for us to put attention on that this week. You know, I think what delays the legislature, we get paid, I believe it's through May 2nd this year.
Mm-hmm.
What delays us is when we can't agree. So in years past, that's been on items like tax cuts, for example. So the House may have a version, the Senate may have a version, and that tends to drag it out when we have our different versions that we need to agree upon. So anyway, this SSA funding has been delayed because, like I said, the House has been holding out for an increase. I do believe that we'll be working to move that forward here this week. And then it's also going to be a busy week because it's another final deadline. So bills that originate in the House must pass through a Senate subcommittee and committee by next Friday, so a week from today, in order to stay alive. So that's why I believe we saw so many bills come through and get voted off the Iowa House floor this week, was just, to keep those bills moving forward, keep them alive, and give the Senate enough time to work on some of our priorities.
So again, another busy week next week for the Iowa State Legislature in Des Moines. Of course, this week was busy, but we'll hear from you again next week at the same time there, Shannon.
Sounds great. Thanks so much, and have a great week.